This is Twit.
I'm a little miffed with T-Mobile. Maybe there's
Why, Leo?
I'm just a little miffed. Well, you know, Apple announced this really great thing called Private Relay, right? It's basically kind of a little bit like a VPN that you can use on your smartphone with your iPhone. It's kind of automatically on. If you're an iCloud subscriber, you get it.
Isn't it? I think it's automatically available. I think the user has to turn it on.
It's not on by default.
In beta, it's not on by default, no.
Once it's public,
maybe subscribe to iCloud Plus to get it.
iCloud Plus. Not just any iCloud account.
Extra storage.
Yeah. But if you're paying for iCloud, then you have it, right? Yeah. Yes. And I get, since I use Apple One, I'm getting it. T-Mobile is blocking it. They're going to start blocking it.
Along with O2 and a whole bunch of other.
A lot of European carriers as well.
Right.
Now, they're saying the reason we block it, customers who choose plans and features with content filtering, for instance, parental controls, do not have access to the iCloud Private Relay because these services won't work otherwise. If you want them to work as designed, you can't use Relay, but all other customers have no restrictions. So if you have content filtering... I don't have content filtering.
That's not what they're. I mean, that's, you know, it's silly, as you know. I mean, it's because they don't. There's two things. One is they're selling your data. Well, they're selling your data in mass, and number two is they packet shape. So they want to be able to force you down to a different. Like, for instance, if you open up a video app, they want to make sure that you're forced on the manifest down to a 480p signal, not the highest res that's available to you, because that would use their network, you know, harder. And so there's a little bit of an argument for the packet shaping thing that they do, but not really. I mean, you're paying for that connection, so you should be able to get what you want to get. The content filtering is obviously a red herring.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard. I'm kind of sorry that T-Mobile got lumped into what a lot of the international carriers are doing. The international carriers are simply saying we want no part of this for the reasons that we've discussed, that we make a lot of revenue and we can make a lot more profits if we have absolute access to your traffic.
Right.
However, T-Mobile, they did quickly clarify that we're not shutting it down for everybody. Until somebody who has more knowledge about this, about how T-Mobile packages these services, can explain to me how those services work, I'm willing to at least give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, because they're not shutting it down on everybody. They're saying, if you have these services that kind of require us to take a look at what your traffic is so that we can, at your request, block content that you don't want to find its way to your phone, that's legitimate. I mean, even Wikipedia, after the service was announced, was saying that, okay, we're going to have to ask people how they feel about this, because we're using IP identification as a way of validating that the editor who's trying to edit or manage this one of these Wikipedia pages is who they say they are, because we recognize this IP address. If you're hiding your IP address, we can't validate that. So we are considering forcing people to turn that feature off if they can want to continue to edit certain pages. It's causing certain knock-on effects. So it's not as though every time there's a restriction on a service or provider decides to restrict access or use of the service, it's necessarily them being scummy. However, they do have to, I think every service that does this has to demonstrate that, no, there is an actual legitimate, verifiable, technical reason why we think that this service causes a problem for certain products that we're creating. But again, mostly it is going to be, we want to manage our network our own way, which is limited, kind of neutral evil, because there is an argument that we want to be able to shape, to have you not stream necessarily 4K on your phone if you don't have to, but mostly, again, to prevent them from trying to profiteer when you can just simply flip a switch on your iPhone and lock out a lot of what's possible there.
In fact, I have to update this because the show,
it's a bug.
Yeah, Mark Gurman just tweeted about 45 minutes ago. Overnight, our team identified. This is a T-Mobile response to Mark Gurman. Overnight, our team identified that in the iOS 15.2 release, some device settings default to the feature being toggled off. We've shared this with Apple. This is not specific to T-Mobile. Again, though, we have not broadly blocked iCloud Private. They say iCloud is Private Relay is only blocked if you have turned on content filtering. Otherwise, it should not be turned off. So
that does
good.
Make sense.
And the Europeans are on the other hand,
they're doing it. I have to point out, T-Mobile is Deutsche Telekom, so they are in Europe as well, and I think they are doing it in Europe. So I don't. Yeah.
I also turn it off myself sometimes. Like if I'm uploading a big file, sometimes it's just taking forever. I turn off private relay because that relay has extra whatever roadblocks in the way, and it just goes.
I guess it's important. It is important to note that it's not perfect. That there's a good reason Apple.
It's like a VPN. I have the same issues.
I mean, it's basically easy. It's just easy VPN. Like it's just that's what they should call it. Easy VPN.
Not quite.
Like
it's just,
well, they don't because you can't tie. What is it? Look, geohop. Like you can for some VPNs.
You can't block geolocation. In fact, at least it does country, and you can say. And in fact, I have allow it to be a little more specific. Like it knows I'm in Petaluma.
But Uber Eats, right? Leo, you want your Starbucks. You don't want Starbucks to go to Boston. You want Starbucks to come to you.
Exactly. Exactly. there are always going to be a little bit of some drawbacks using a VPN. And so those are, I guess, biting Apple a little bit.
But I think that with all of these, what we're seeing, you know, Apple will put it up and then people will react to it. And then Apple will tighten it a little bit. And what I think you're constantly seeing is Apple constantly looking at privacy and not necessarily, closing all the gates at one time. But they're just slowly just moving the gates, very, very slowly.
I love it.
This is all part of a bigger program of app transparency. Yeah, sure. It's not doesn't have a lot of teeth yet. But if you start start looking at all of these as a unified process, what you're seeing is Apple slowly closing everything in, and making it more and more private and harder and more opaque to advertisers and everyone tracking us. Yeah.
But it does show how difficult this process is going to be. If people start using this feature and things stop breaking, if the things that they're counting on using stop working, that's not a result that Apple wants. If suddenly Facebook will not log them in automatically. If the Facebook says, "Ooh, we don't reckon you're logging in from a brand new IP address, therefore we're going to demand two-factor authentication right now to make sure that you are who you say you are," that's going to be a reason for a lot of people to say, "You know what? I'm going to turn this feature off, and I don't have a need to turn it on ever again." So I think there's a reason why this is an extended beta. I don't think they're necessarily having trouble implementing it. I think they're having trouble making sure that people will turn that on, get the benefits of it, and not find a good reason to turn it off.
Well, and every one of these becomes kind of a chicken, a game of chicken where you basically decide, I can't use this service. Do I care about my security and privacy, and I'm just not going to use that service anymore? In some cases, like Facebook, someone might not choose that, but they might choose it. Like, for instance, when things start, you might choose those services over the privacy. But as things move forward, when Apple Pay came out, I prioritized places, obviously, that that had Apple Pay. I just was like, cool. It was something I wanted to test. But I still pay in a lot of other places. At this point, if I go to a retail place and they don't have Apple Pay, I just set the objects down and leave. Like, literally, I don't even take them back. I just leave them on the counter like, you should do that. And I walk out. the only place I'll pay for anything without Apple Pay is the farmer's market. So I think that, again, these are progressions of things that happen over years. And so this is just step one.
They'll find out ways to still make money off of people, even if private relay is a thing that they can't work around.
So sure.